Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Hi, I'm Philip Britton, and welcome. I am excited to talk to you today about victory, gaining confidence, and what that means. Many leaders that I talk to today, I find they struggle for, not because they don't know what to do, but more so that they just don't know what they're not doing. They stack wins in certain categories, but they're not stacking wins in the right categories. They lack clarity on certain issues. And what I want to talk to you today about is how to gain clarity in the right spots so that you can gain victory in your life and in your business, so that you can go out and win at a higher level than you are today. The victory framework was put together over the last many years through a lifetime of tough lessons learned the hardest way possible in my own life. As a kid growing up, I struggled with confidence on a massive scale. I was the kid in school that had zero confidence. Everybody knew me. Nobody wanted to be around me. I was the kid running for my life, being chased, being bullied. I had zero self-worth, zero I had no idea who I was. I was so small in my own mind that I cowered everywhere I went. I had no self-confidence. And today, that's a little bit different. Today, I teach leaders how to have unshakable confidence so they can live their purpose. And it starts with first having a vision, learning where it is that you're going to go in life, having a target to shoot for. We've heard it many times before. Begin with the end in mind. Start with why. Put the big rocks first. If you don't have a vision, if you don't know where you're going, if you don't understand what it is you're shooting for, the target that you're aiming for, you're already there. You're going to hit it with amazing accuracy because you don't know where you're going. You don't know what the end point actually is. And so you have to start clarifying what that vision actually looks like and put the steps in place to look at it and to get there right. When you have that goal in mind, when you have that vision in place, you begin to get a clarity and a confidence that wells up in your spirit that you can't get anywhere else. It starts by first putting out that vision. That's the V in victory. The I is the next piece, identity. When you know who you are, when you really, truly understand who you are, who you were created to be, and you start blending that with your vision, you begin to get a glimpse of your purpose, what it is that you were meant to do, what you were put here on this earth to accomplish, who you were put here to help, the problem that you were meant to solve. When you have a passion for something and you know what your potential might be in that area, and you can figure out how to combine that with a way to produce a profit, the intersection between passion, potential, and profit is a really good indicator that this might be somewhere to start looking at for your purpose. When you build on that foundation, it creates a level of confidence that you can't get anywhere else. You can't pretend it, and you can't manufacture it. It is there at a core, solid foundational level that you can't duplicate anywhere else. You either have it or you don't. So next, you build on that foundation. Character is the C. When your character is solid, it's foundational, You build good character. You're going to have a level of confidence that builds up inside. Again, foundational, rock solid. When your character is solid, you have confidence that is unshakable. But if your character isn't right, you're going to have some problems. You're going to be found out. You might gain a certain level of success, but if your character's not right, it will all fall apart. That leads into the trust factor. When you build character with yourself, it naturally bleeds into the trust piece. Learning how to trust yourself is a massive, massive piece of building that foundational confidence in trust. When you know you can trust yourself to go into a situation and have good character, and you know that you're not going to fall, you're not going to have any issues, you know you can trust yourself, there's a confidence in that. Learning how to build trust with others is another essential piece. This took me so long, so many years, so many struggles. The vision, the identity, the character, and building trust. I had to learn how to trust others. That was a struggle because trust had been broken so many times for myself. I had to work on my character. I had to figure out who I was, build that identity. I had to put a vision out for what I wanted to accomplish in life. All of these things built on each other. The trust that you build with others and learning how to trust yourself are foundational. But I would argue the third and most important piece of that trust part is learning how to trust God Almighty. When you know that you can trust God to do his part, I like to say that I will work like it depends on me and pray like it depends on God, because both are required. I'll do everything I can in the natural and let God do what he can in the supernatural. And when I know, when you know that you can trust God to do his part, that produces a level of trust again that you can't manufacture. You can't pretend it. It just is there, and it's foundational and it's concrete and it is unshakable. Which leads right into the next part, which is relationships. The R is relationships. You have to figure out how to build good, solid relationships. Learning how to silence the doubting voices, learning how to amplify the voices that will support you and champion your cause and encourage you and lift you up, finding mentors that will speak into your life that will build you up and push you forward. Turning down the volume on the negative voices in your life. It's said that you're the average of the five people you hang around most with. So why would you hang around people who are toxic, who are negative, who don't speak life? Find people in your life that you can get around, that can challenge you and push you and encourage you. Build those relationships. Again, that it blends back into the character and the trust piece. Those relationships, when you build good relationships and you know that you can trust them, that they know that they can trust you, that you have good character and you know that they have good character, there's a level of confidence again that is so solid and so unshakable that nobody can knock you off that. You are unshakably confident moving forward, when you build those relationships on trust and character, when you have the vision, you know who you are, all of those pieces build on each other and they create a rock solid foundation. Which lead us into the why, which is learning how to say yes, but not just saying yes to every good opportunity that comes around, because good is the enemy of great. Too often we say yes to all the good things that come around. We say yes to this and we say yes to that and we say yes to this good thing and yes to that great thing. But all those good things that we say yes to prevent us from being able to say yes to the great thing because we're burnt out, we're tired, we don't have the energy, we don't have the bandwidth, we don't have anything left because we've given it all to the good. So instead, learning how to say yes to the right opportunities that feed your mission, your vision, your values, that feed your identity and your purpose. Learning how to say no to those other opportunities that don't feed that is such a foundational piece of having confidence when you can step in and say, no, that's not where I need to be going right now. That's the direction I need to go. That feeds the mission, vision, values. That's the direction I'm headed. When you begin to understand those things, you begin to have that confidence that is unshakable. But when you do say yes to those opportunities, you have to learn how to step in and how to do the work necessary to make the yes a success. It is so paramount that we step in and do the hard work to become competent when we say yes, so that yes can be a success. To do the hard work, to do the research, to push and challenge yourself to make sure that everything is done properly to make that yes a success. Then you will have great success. You will have the confidence in stepping forward. These are things that I had to learn so many times, the hard way, the challenging way. I had a situation where I found out I was going to become a dad at the age of 28. Suddenly, I had no idea what was going on. Obviously, I knew what was going on, but I had no idea how to step into that. And I had to learn how to maneuver. And it began this long custody battle. And I had to step in. I had to challenge my character. I had to learn how to trust someone. I had to really work on my character. I had to listen. I had to find mentors that would challenge me to do things that were against what I thought I should do. Along that line, I had a big challenge when my son's mother accused me of doing things to my own son and took him and disappeared. It almost wrecked me. It shattered my confidence once again from building up from a childhood of having no confidence to suddenly I'm an adult and my confidence is shattered once again. Here I am about to be, I'm trying to be a single father and it's all stripped away. And she disappears and I have to deal with all this. And for over a 4-year period of time, it rocked me. It challenged me. It cut me to the core. And I had to learn how to trust God in His timing. I had to learn how to trust my attorneys. I had to learn how to trust my mentors. I had to learn how to trust other people. And most importantly, I had to learn how to wait and trust on God that He knew what He was doing through this. A long story short, as I moved forward, as that continued on, when I finally won full custody, it took 4 years. It was such a hard, tough situation. I had to work through it. I had to change my identity. I had to learn. I had to put a vision out there. I had to work on my identity. I had to work on my character and trust. I had to build relationships with other people that could help me. And I had to say yes to the right things. All these tough lessons that God taught me through that process. I was able to win full custody. And when my son came back, he came home and he said, "You're not my father. I don't want anything to do with you. I hate you. Why can't you just leave me and my mom alone? We're better off without you." All these things. And they cut deep, they cut hard. But I stayed true because I knew who I was. I knew where we were going. I had my character. I learned how to trust the process. I learned how to trust God in that process. And we worked through it. And we had so many late night discussions, and we worked through things. And because I said yes and I stayed firm and I intentionally worked through the hard things, I had a level of confidence going in that it was gonna work out, and I trusted God to work it out. And as I stepped forward and as we moved through that process, I was able to work with my son. And at the end of a 2-year period, by the time he was 18, he showed up on my doorstep one night. He had moved out, he'd graduated and moved out to live with my brother, interning at my brother's computer company. And he came over one night, knocked on my door late at night, brought me my favorite DQ Blizzard and said, "Hey, Dad, I love you. I just wanted to come by and say that and spend a couple hours and hang out." Oh my goodness. I can't tell you the joy that happens in that moment. 16 years of pain and toil and suffering in that process. All the lessons that God taught me along the way all came to a fruition. And the amazing piece is that now we have a great relationship together because I didn't let things suffer. I didn't hold on to aggravations and hurts and pains. And now I'm going to go back to the O. The O in victory is the hardest part. And I saved it to last because I wanted to go back to it because the O is operate. It's dealing with the hard things. It's learning to deal with the past, learning to deal with the hurt and the pain, learning how to forgive, learning how to move forward, learning how to grieve. Oftentimes that holds us back more than anything else. Even if we've got everything else figured out, we didn't go back and deal with the pain of our past. And that is what holds us back. That is where we have limiting beliefs that hold us captive, that we can't move forward in business because we haven't dealt with the past. An author by the name of Pete Scazzaro, in his book, one of the emotionally healthy books, he said, "The inability to grieve well is the beginning of all addiction." Man, I had some addictive junk in my life I had to deal with all through those early years, dealing with the trauma and the pain of being an outcast, being beat up every day after school, not having any self-confidence whatsoever, the emotional pain that that brings that you carry through into adulthood cannot be easily dealt with. It takes time and intentionality, and you have to work at it. You have to learn how to grieve the loss and the pain and the hurt and the trauma and the things that you don't want to deal with because it hurts. And especially as men, we don't want to deal with the pain because it hurts too much. And so we compartmentalize and we put it on a shelf and we don't want to deal with it. I'll get to it later. It's all right. Men don't cry. I'm good, right? No, that's where we get the addictive behaviors that hold us back, the limiting beliefs that hold us captive to a lifestyle that we don't want. That keeps us from being able to move into the vision that we have for ourselves, that keeps us from being able to step into the identity that we know we are called to step into, to be the men and women of grandeur that we dream of. When you get in and deal with the heart issues, it releases things in a way that is incomprehensible until you do so. So let me challenge you. Work on putting a vision together. Put a vision board together. Put something out that you can see, that you can dream of, that you can get all your senses involved with. Put a vision board, dream board, put it on your phone, somewhere where you can see it. Get that vision in front of you, and then work on your identity. Work on it and work on it and work on it and work on it. Pray on it. Think about it. Do the hard work internally to figure out, who am I called to be? Who am I supposed to be? Am I living up to that potential? Is my character right? Am I doing the right things when I say I'm going to do the right things? When your character is right, it produces that level of confidence that you can't get anywhere else. If you say you're going to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and you set your alarm for six, you have two choices. When it goes off, you can get up or you can hit snooze. If you decide to hit snooze, you're telling your subconscious that you're a liar, that you're not a man of your word, that you're not able to do the things you say you're going to do, that you're not trustworthy. But if that alarm goes off at 6 o'clock and you decide, okay, I'm going to get up, I'm going to go hit the gym, I'm going to go start my day, I'm going to go do the things that I said I was going to do, you get up and you start that. You tell your subconscious that you're trustworthy. You tell your subconscious that you're a man of your word, that you can be trusted. You build those internal character pieces. You do the right thing when no one's looking. You build trust with other people. When you say you're going to be at a meeting, you show up. You show up on time or you show up early. You build trust. You build that camaraderie with people that they know that you're a man of your word, that you can be trusted, that you'll do what you say you're going to do. The operate is that hardest piece. It takes the longest to work at, but it is the most productive piece that will set you forward. Building relationships is that next fundamental piece and saying yes. So I challenge you, if you're not living in victory today, you can choose to do so now. Vision, identity, character, trust, operate, relationships, and say yes. And then do the work to make the yes a success. You can get there. And if you're not there, it just takes the next step forward. You can do it. I believe in you. And if you need help, I would love to help. I've been down that road. We can do it together. Your victory is around the corner, and you can start today.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.